Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, of course, you know what I always do. Been doing it for years. I got to thank y'all for all the support and love you have been showing me with the podcast. I told you I'm coming back. I'm giving you 3 podcasts a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm hitting y'all with it. You can listen to this podcast on all platforms or download the Culture Radio app on Google and iTunes. Download it. We got music. We got podcasts. So just check it out. You go to cultureradio.com and all the podcasts that are on it, just check it out. Plus this one. All right, guys, what I'm talking about. Now, maybe this is a little bit later than I would like to have done this one, but I recently saw the Michael Jackson movie, right? Now, apparently it was getting a lot of buzz. I really wasn't interested in seeing it. And the reason I wasn't interested in seeing it is because I already kind of knew how this movie is going to go, because a lot of people that were involved in Michael Jackson's life that should have been part of it were not part of this documentary. They didn't talk about Janet Jackson refused to be part of it, so she wasn't featured in it at all. His daughter, Paris Jackson, she didn't want any parts of it as far as like being involved in it. And there was a lot of and when I saw that LaToya Jackson was a executive producer, I already was like, I'm not liking it now. But you know, my wife convinced me to go see it. I've heard the mixed reviews, but I haven't said nothing about it because I was like, I need to see it myself before I even do a podcast. So this weekend, I went and I saw it. Now, it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Now, you're probably saying, Cass, what does this have to do with Black men's mental health? If you go about Michael Jackson or whatever, it's about perception of Black dads. Now, it is well documented and known by all the Jackson kids, including Michael and Janet, to be honest, they're the only two that I even will listen to when it comes to that. But anyway, this is well documented that Joe Jackson was a hard ass on them. Joe Jackson was rough on them. Joe Jackson used to beat them to be perfection. So it was already known. So that was already known. He was a tough, hard dad on them. But I always said from before there were any specials or whatnot, but before Michael Jackson passed away, I always said that regardless of how tough he was on them, look at what he did. He had all these kids and made all these kids rich, made them superstar, and also produced 2 of the most talented artists of all time, Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson. So at the end of the day, his discipline style may not have been agreeable to many, may have been harsh at times, but in essence, he made every one of his kids a superstar. Every one of his kids rich. And then produced the 2 most talented, because by far we talk about Michael all the time, but we got to talk about Janet. You know, Janet to me is the most talented woman. She is better than Beyonce. She's better than Madonna. But if there was like a Mount Rushmore of talented female artists that did it all, I'm talking about overall, I'm not talking about just a singer, because you know, you can say one person is a singer, one person is a dancer, but singer, dancer, you have to put Janet Jackson at the top, Beyonce, you know, Madonna, you know, I mean, she is part of that she's, to me, she is the top, that only because I love her, because she's my favorite, but in general, she's up there. Michael, of course, the greatest artist of all time. So this man produced 2 of the greatest legends we have seen out of his family. And all the rest of the Jacksons were talented on their own as well and made a lot of money. Now, when I saw the movie, it was great to see Michael Jackson. I think his Jermaine's son, Jafar,
Jafar, I believe his name is, did a great job as Michael Jackson. He got the mannerisms correct. He got the dancing correct, even the voice correct. He did a great job. You can see that he really studied his uncle. Of course, he was alive when his uncle was alive. So he met his uncle. He's been around his uncle. You know what I'm saying? It was a great. He did a great job. Now, the movie left out a lot of things. Like, Janet wasn't in it. There was no mention of Janet at all in it. Even when all the kids were together, you just, Janet, Rebe, you just see other. I think they had three girls and six boys. So about nine kids, I think, all together. Maybe six of them were around the Jackson 5 and LaToya because of copyright issues or whatever. Janet said she wasn't part of it. There was no Diana Ross, which was very important in his life. I mean, there was a lot of elements missing from it. They had a couple of the songs out of order that came out due to the time. So there was a lot of things about the movie that you could have really picked out and not liked it on just those merits. Now, every documentary is like that. The retelling of somebody's life is very difficult, and all the facts aren't the same exactly. For example, when you saw the TLC movie and they kicked out the original member, it wasn't because she wasn't talented. It was because Pebbles thought she was a good fit. Then they had a meeting with the girl and told her to leave. In the movie, they predicted that they will audition and the girl was just bad, which was not what happened. But, when people do documentaries, they're allowed to take artistical freedoms to make it an interesting movie. And I get it. Everything's not actual accurate, and then also, it's sometimes it's hard because in general, when you're remembering your life, you remember a certain way that may not be reality. So I never take any documentary for like, oh, this is actually it. Now, I do look at those things as accurate as far as certain things we know. I think some of the song orders were wrong in there. I think that not having all the siblings and their importance was wrong. So there was a lot of things that were not done correctly in the movie. But, besides that, it was an overall good movie. My only issue, really, in general, was how they predicted Joe Jackson. We have this narrative in America now that Black fathers are the worst. They're not needed. And the whole narrative of that movie was that everything that happened bad to Michael, everything that made Michael, that led to him being, all his troubles and issues come from his father. And I didn't like that narrative. They made the mother seem like she was totally innocent, but that she was strong at times. They made Joe Jackson look like a complete villain. They made him seem as if he was this male chauvinist that didn't care about his kids, but talked about family to mask his own wants and needs. They made him seem as if Michael was fearful of him rather than respectful of him. They made it seem as if he was a very toxic, abusive father to them, that none of the success was really his doing. He just pushed them, but really it was all them. And I didn't like that. Now, I do believe Joe Jackson was hard on him. I do believe that. And back in those days, the 60s, a lot of fathers were very strong-handed. A lot of fathers were very strong-handed. He used to beat them with the belt, but like he didn't abuse them to the point where they were bloody and on the floor bleeding. He didn't do things that a father that wanted to see his family successful do, but they made him seem a little bit grimy, a little bit slimy. And the only reason I don't like this is because the narrative of Black men is never predicted good. We have so many fathers that in the business, when it comes to Black artists, whether they're female or male, they look like they're the bad guy and they're horrible, even though the mothers didn't even do nothing. Let's take Beyonce, for example. Her father was the one that pushed the group, quit his job, invested the money, made her the superstar that she is today. right? Let's be honest. That was all her father. While her mother worked at a salon, he was out there grinding, working hard. Their marriage is breaking up, breaking down. They divorced. But he was the bad guy because he had a child with somebody else. And now, I'm not saying that people don't do bad things. I'm not saying that men don't make mistakes or do things that aren't cool. Don't be wrong. But we negate the importance they really had on that their child's life, that discipline, that push. Well, you know, Beyonce is by far one of the most talented people of our time as well. Now, I don't think she is on Janet Jackson's level, my personal opinion, but I think in general, she's one of the most talented people that, you know what I'm saying, of our generation. And her father saw the talent and pushed her to be the superstar she is today. And he gets no credit. He's the villain. He's the guy. Oh, you had a child outside of outside, and now you have this. And he's the villain. You know, every black man that has pushed a black woman be successful is the villain. You know, look at, and don't get me wrong, I'm not in any way trying to say these people are great. They all have their mistakes and issues. But at the end of the day, people like Diddy, people like Jermaine Dupri, people like Quincy Jones, people like, you know what I'm saying, Clyde Davis, people like, you know, all these people all have this stigma with them. All these black men have these stigmas with them. And at the end of the day, they're the ones that have made successful, countless successful black women. Countless. But for some reason, they always get the flack. Now, let's go back to the movie. We all know that Joe Jackson wanted to do the victory tour after Michael dropped Thriller. It was big. He's like, let's do it. Now, I don't know the contracts. I don't know the dynamics. I wasn't there. Nobody was there at all. But during that tour, they got the Pepsi deal. They did the burn of the hair, and Michael Jackson burned his hair, and that's what led to, which opened the door for a lot of future things to happen to him. And they made it seem as if it was the father's fault because he did the deal. Now, one thing we could never say is that Joe stole from his kids, because at the end of the day, Michael made a shitload of money. The Jacksons made a shitload of money. And not once was Joe Jackson ever accused of stealing money. Like he had them on the contracts, and he allowed the albums to happen, Off the Wall and Thriller, and he wanted to do the victory tour hot off of Michael's success. He's like, yo, we could do a tour. And Michael agreed. Michael was getting his independence. He could have said no, but he agreed to do it. And then he said, okay, you know what? He had such power. Like, my money is I'm going to donate to. And then what they don't cover in that movie is that during that, the ticket sales were kind of messed up. Don Keene and Dunn were doing some like shady ticket sales where you had to buy four and stuff. And Michael came in and said, we're going to fix it. Michael had power back then because he was Michael Jackson. He had the number one selling album in the world at that point. You know what I'm saying? Thriller was that album. And at the end of the day, he said, I'm going to donate. We're going to fix it. He had power. So Joe didn't beat him into doing it. Now, granted, maybe he was a little bit reluctant to do the tour. And he didn't want to do his own thing. But ultimately, Michael made the decision to do the tour because he's like, I love my family. Joe didn't beat him to do it. But Michael said, you know what? I may not want to do it, but I'm going to do it for my family. Like, he put out Off the Wall and Thriller this time. So Michael had power. Michael fired his dad from being a manager at that time. So Joe had no power to make Michael do that tour. Michael could have said, no, I'm not doing the tour. But Michael said, I will do it. Now, they made it seem as Joe just bogarted him to do it, said, you going to do it. But he didn't bogart him during the Thriller time. He didn't bogart him during Off the Wall time. But he was a businessman. He said, hey, the whole family can eat. And they ate. They did. And when Michael was done, Michael said, I'm done. Michael said, all right, this is our last day. This is our last tour. We're not doing it no more. And he was done. So this narrative that Joe was this controlling, fearful figure in his life. Now, I do believe that there was parts of Michael that was fearful of his father, but not fearful to the point of like, oh my God, fearful, like that's my dad. You know, and every boy has that fear of their father or respect. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, you know, but at the end of the day, during the victory tour, Michael had a lot of power. He already fired his father. He had Thriller. He did a lot. He had power. If he didn't want to do it, he could have. But they made it seem as if everything was him. Now, I believe that, you know, to a point, yo, Joe was like, yo, we're going to do the world a lot. Michael's like, nah, Dad, you know, I gave you what I wanted. I'm done. You know what I'm saying? I believe Michael made that move. But they made him look like the villain the whole movie. You know what I'm saying? The whole movie, they made him look like the villain. Even his nose, you know, he used to call him Big Nose. So he got the thing. Now, let's be honest. For years, Michael's camp denied any nose job being done. Let's be real. And rumors of they was calling him Big Nose and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, came about as an excuse. Now, I don't know. And I could be wrong, people. So maybe y'all seen this. I've never seen an interview where Michael Jackson said, yeah, my dad used to call me Big Nose, so I got a nose job. You know what I'm saying? And they made it seem like in the movie that the reason he wanted to do his nose because his father called him Big Nose when he was young. They had, I don't know if you're seeing the movie, there's one scene where he said, here, go Big Nose. Now, at the end of the day, all the Jacksons have Big Nose. So I don't know. But anyway, that's above and beyond. That's another thing. So they seemed like they made everything seem like it was Joe Jackson, the horrible thing. And it's kind of funny because with all this Joe being so controlled, so Jackson, Michael Jackson had llamas, giraffes. He bought a monkey. Michael Jackson did what he wanted to do. This is according to the movie now. Joe wasn't this overall force that was like controller of his kids. Like this man allowed a zoo at his house. Now, like I said, I am not negating the fact that Joe may have been hard on growing up, but you are a black man that had seven boys. I believe it was seven boys or six or seven boys that you had to raise. You had to show them discipline. You had to be hard on them. And those and Michael was making choices of his own. Two solo albums. By that time, he was the biggest act in the world. Thriller was the number one selling album of all time. Michael had lawyers, powerful people behind him at that point. Joe did not beat him to do that tour. So I don't blame Joe for the pyrotechnics and the Pepsi. Now, Michael may not have did. I know he said specifically there's certain things for the Pepsi thing he didn't want to do. I only want to be in it for 30 seconds. Oh, you know, Michael had control over things that he wanted or wanted not to do. He called the shots. Michael called the shots with the victory tour. But they made it seem like he was helpless and he just had to do it. He had no control. He got, poor little Michael got burned because his father wanted him to do this thing. No. No. You know, now I wasn't at the hospital. I wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? And they're saying that he said, you know, get on stage. But he said, you know, for him, he wants to get on stage. My son doesn't want to be in there. But they're trying to make it seem Joe was just thinking about the money. Joe didn't care about his son. See, and these are the things that in the movie, I think, were very tasteless. It's like they really made Joe Jackson the enemy in that movie. They didn't give him any redeemable qualities at all. They made the mother seem like she was just there. She did nothing herself. She was just so nice and sweet and with the flow. Joe was this demon, hungry, money-hungry person. But there's never been a time anybody said, ain't Joe stole money. I've never heard a narrative that Joe stole Michael Jackson's money. Michael Jackson had money and did whatever. Michael Jackson was broke because Michael Jackson was spending, but it wasn't because Joe was spending his money. Not one Jackson ever said that. And then to have LaToya Jackson and a executive producer, and she was the only female. There's three girls. There's Ruby, Janet, and LaToya. LaToya was the only girl featured in the movie. as if she was part of everything and she was cool. This is the same woman that has bashed the whole family, accused Michael Jackson of sexually molesting the boys, has done everything in her power to down her family. But she is an executive producer and they actually talked to her on the movie, in the movie, like literally. And she was the only woman featured. She was the only girl featured. Like, they had scenes with LaToya. They, like, purposely said her name. It's like the movie was trying to make it where, like, LaToya was there and she was an important part of everything. But this is the same woman that did a whole campaign about Michael Jackson's a pedophile. Her brother, she thinks her brother's a pedophile. She even went as far as to say that Joe Jackson used to molest the boy, Michael and them. And there's never been any allegations or any talk about that. But she said it, that she thought that Joe Jackson used to molest the boys and molest the girls. He molested her. See, and this is the problem I have with the movie. Known people that bash, but to make the movie, the narrative great, Joe Jackson was the enemy. And to me, that was horrible. That was absolutely horrible. See, this is the narrative that Hollywood has. There's only two ways black men are successful characters. Either they're the enemy or they're gay. That's the only way black men are successful. Rarely, you know, we do have a Michael B. Jordan. We do have a, you know, Denzel Washington. So thank God for them, Samuel Jackson, all that. We know we do have those prominent roles of black men, but in general, in the overall media spectrum, when there's a villain needed in a movie that's black, it has to be a black man, particularly a black father, or they have to be gay. And I feel that is just so horrible. When the narrative shouldn't have been about Joe Jackson being this horrible family, should have been about Michael Jackson's greatness and his legacy. So now the movie only went up to 1988, I believe, right when the Bad album dropped. It went up to the Bad. Now they're talking about part two, which I don't think they should do, to be honest, because at the end of the day, all those allegations, all that stuff, it'd be an ugly movie. I don't want to sit down there and all his great songs. Like I said, Remember the Time I Loved, Black and White, all that stuff is great songs and all that stuff. But to be honest, let's be honest, the great albums was Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad. Those were the iconic Michael Jackson songs in time. Everything after that, of course, was still iconic. Don't be wrong. Black and White, iconic. Remember the Time. Oh my God, I love that. That's one of my most favorite Michael Jackson songs. But in essence of when you picture Michael Jackson, it is Off the Wall to Bad. The iconic glove, the iconic hair, the jacket, the iconic penny loafers, the whole iconic idea of Michael Jackson is those three albums, Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad. That's like Michael Jackson when he went from black to white. You know what I'm saying? Like that is like Michael Jackson, the height of Michael Jackson. After that is downhill, not downhill as far as the music is concerned. He still sold millions and millions, but as far as the mystique of Michael Jackson, the lies, the allegations, all this stuff. And, you know, I just don't want to see a movie about that. Because now it goes from Joe being the villain to Michael being the villain. Because the problem with a part two would be you will have to, if you don't want Michael to be the villain, you will have to go into the allegations and all this falseness and all that stuff. And they're not going to want to do that for movie entertainment. They're going to probably go that Michael was the enemy and all, you know, and I just don't want that. That'd be messy. But I just think the movie was horribly done. I mean, of course, it was overshadowed by the music, by the mystique of Michael, all that great stuff. But the movie missed a lot of things and it vilified Joe Jackson in a way where it's just not a positive look for black men in general, especially black fathers. Black fathers get so much BS now that you come out now, the greatest entertainer of all time, the movie blames him for all of Michael Jackson's bad stuff. I mean, they even had the book where the guy, Captain Hook is getting eaten by an alligator and they put Joseph. Like, now, who knows if that's true? I believe that's probably more artistic freedom with the documentary, because it just set the presence to make Joe seem like he was the bad guy. Even the way, like I said, Dequan Fu, Kruquan, whatever the guy's name in that play, a great actor, but he is a gay black actor. But, you know, he is a great actor, though, regardless. But he played Joe in such a villainous way. Now, it was a brilliant acting role. Brilliant. Don't get me wrong. But if you look at the synaptics around it, right, Joe Jackson was played by a black gay man in a villainous way. He's a brilliant actor. I love him in all it. Like, he's a really good actor. Don't get me wrong. Really good actor. So nothing against that. But he is a gay black man that's playing Joe Jackson, that played him like a villain. And it's not about the actor. It's about what is representing. It's about how they view black men. Now, I'm not saying he's not a great actor, but there are a lot of other actors, black straight male actors in Hollywood, that could have played Joe Jackson. But you see what they're doing to the idea of black men. They couldn't even get a masculine black man, a straight black man, to play him. They got a gay black man to play him. And then he played him like a villain. But don't get me wrong, it was a great acting. It was great acting. So I'm not taking anything away from that guy. He's a great actor. I love him in Euphoria. I love him in the other movies he was in, The Walking Dead. You know, I mean, he's a great actor. So don't get me wrong, he's a really good actor. His sexuality has nothing to do with his acting. He could play a lot of different characters. But what I'm saying is, when Hollywood is sending a message, this is what they do. They got a gay black actor to play him. And then they said to play him very villainous, which he executed. And the whole movie, you wanted to hate Joe Jackson. You wanted to hate him. And it was that, like that. And my only issue is, why does the black father have to be villainized? Why does he have to be the villain? Why the movie made Joe seem like all of Michael's issues was Joe? There was nobody else in Michael's life that tried to jerk him. There were people that tried to steal from him, jerk him, lie about all that. But Joe Jackson was just the worst thing that happened to him in his life. Come on now. Come on. Because Joe protected them. They were with Motown, they drugs and all that. Joe protected those boys. You didn't have drug problems with those boys growing up. They were in Hollywood partying like that. Even though the Jackson 5 were huge, they were touring. You know, you didn't hear about drugs with them. They weren't doing crazy shit. He did his job as a dad. Six boys, three girls, all were relatively good. But he was the villain. See, he was the villain. Even though later on, maybe, you know, like LaToya and stuff, but he raised all those kids in the limelight with money, all that stuff. They still have morals. They still had dignity. They still had, you know, I mean, he raised those kids to the point where they were good. They could have been, they Hollywood, this is Hollywood people, drugs, rock and roll, all that. They were around all that stuff. And still, they didn't partake in it. You ain't hear Janet Jackson in no rehab because, you know what I'm saying, because she was strung out. None of that stuff was going on with them. But he's the villain. And the mother is the greatest of all of them. She didn't help them practice. She didn't give them the talent. She didn't teach them how to play the instruments. She didn't do none of that. But she is the hero, but he's the villain. He was the one that came up with the idea for them to be performers. He was the one that pushed them to their talents. But at the end of the day, he's the villain. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's always funny. It's like when you go to the gym. Like, I get it. Nobody likes their trainer. Your trainer pushes you, pushes your muscles. Your muscles are burning. You're crying. You hate them. But the results is what matters. Nobody ever talks about the trainer and all the hurt and the pain. They forget about that part, but they look at the results. They're happy. See, Joe is a trainer. You know, they hated his methods, but look at the results. Look at it. Now, in general, all artists that are in the business from your age lose their childhood. because they're so busy doing that stuff that they lose their childhood. It is a sad part of it, unfortunately. But what was Joe supposed to do? He made superstars out of all his kids. Except for Rebe, because she had one song, but she didn't really want to do the business. But at the end of the day, he opened a lane for all of them. And I don't think he gets enough credit for that. I saw some memes where they got him up there with Don Keen. They got him up there with the guy that did Tina Turner, Ike Turner. They got him up there with all these bad people in our image. You know what I'm saying? Like Joe is there with them, which is horrible. Absolutely horrible. The real villain is life, the fans, the industry. That's what messed Michael up. He got his hair burned because the commercial didn't do what they had to do to protect him. And he had like Jerry Curl juice in his hair around fire. But it's somehow Joe's fault. Michael was just so scared of his father that even though at the height of his career where he could have done a whole bunch of stuff, had power, he was fearful of his father. And he did the tour, even though he didn't want to, which led to get his hair burned, which led to all this stuff. See, that's what I don't like about it. The perception of black men, of black fathers. I'm sure if they do one on Beyonce, they're going to make her father seem like the villain. I already know that narrative is going to happen. I already know. A woman that can't even keep a marriage herself, she got married to a man and left him because she just woke up one day and wasn't happy. That's Beyonce's mother. She was married to that actor guy, and literally he loved her. Everything was great. She literally woke up one day and said, no, I don't want it no more. Just woke up one day and said, I don't want it no more. He didn't do nothing. He didn't cheat nothing. Good man. But she just woke up one morning and said, I don't want it no more. Now, imagine if it was reversed and he did that. He would be all types of dogs. But you know what women said? Oh, Beyonce's mother's strong. You know what I'm saying? She's independent. She knows what she her worth. Blah, blah, blah. All of that. But let him have did that to her. Oh, he's a dog. He don't know what he got. Blah, blah, blah. You know that. But that's how it is. That's the narrative black men we have in this country. Black women could do whatever they want. They could leave their husband because of the dumbest situations. Oh, he snored too much. Girl, yeah, girl, you need to get your sleep at night. Because at the end of the day, nobody, you know. It was funny. My last podcast, I talked about Miss Bryant, her doctor. I saw this meme. I'm not going to talk about it because I talked about that enough on my other podcast. But I saw a meme where this woman was defending, like, I don't know why everybody's so concerned about her being a doctor, blah, blah, blah. You know, everybody just trying to bash her, men trying to bash her. You know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 blah. You know, then she said the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. And like I said, you don't got to believe me. Your guys can look this up yourself. She said, I don't see everybody's getting all. There's so many people out there that say they're a doctor. She's like, nobody's getting mad at Dr. Pepper. Nobody's going to Dr. Pepper saying, why are you saying you're a doctor? You know, I'm like, wait, did I hear what the fuck I thought I heard? I could have sworn Dr. Pepper was a drink, not a person that's running around giving advice and clinical and working and lying and saying they're a doctor helping people. Dr. Pepper is a goddamn drink. And she really made the comparison with confidence. I don't know why people not going out there, because I thought maybe she's going to laugh or something, right? You know, make a joke. You know how it is. Nope, she was dead serious. Nobody's mad at Dr. Pepper. Nobody's going to Dr. Pepper saying you're not a doctor. So why are they bothering her? See, that's what they do to blah. I'm like, are you serious? They would say anything to defend themselves. Black women would say anything to defend themselves. Even though it's the stupidest, most idiotic, supercilious thing to say, they will say it and say it's facts. And everybody, uh-huh, yeah, girl, yeah, you're right. They can't do no wrong. But black men, our legacy is everything's wrong. Everything we do is wrong. Everything we do is not right. We come from a place of being fucked up before we're right. Even when we're right, we're still wrong. Now, like I said before, I don't think Joe Jackson was a choir boy. I don't think he was the best parent in the world. But at the end of the day, he was a good parent. And all those kids' careers and life is because of him. He saw the vision. He made it happen. He created two of our biggest superstars in the world. Two of them. You can't say no other man balls got two sperms that created the two of the most talented people in the world. Beyonce's sister ain't that damn talented. None, Justin Timberlake's family ain't that talented. Britney Spears' family ain't that talented. No, but this man, Michael Jackson, who's probably the best male performer of all time. Janet Jackson is arguably the best female artist of all time. You know what I'm saying? So this narrative of black men has to stop, especially black fathers. And I hate movies like this. And I don't support movies like this. I really don't. And I'm going to be very vocal about it. And I feel that we need to be vocal about it as black men, because our representation, black fathers in movies, is horrible. Representation of black men in media is horrible now. And they push this narrative that we know is not true just for clicks in life, because that's what it makes. That's what attracts it now. I don't want to be a meme no more as a black man. I don't want to be a scapegoat. I don't want to be used as something to get clicks and likes because it's a great subject. People want to jump on a bandwagon. Judge us by our merit, not by what Hollywood says or want to predict us as. Black women, every black man in your life is not bad, because if they were, you still wouldn't be pursuing them. And at the end of the day, sometimes too, we have to realize as black men that regardless of what we do, we're going to be the villains, but we have to do what's best for our family or just best overall. And I think that's the burden of black men. I think that's the curse of the black man, is that no matter what we do, even when we do the right thing, most of the time it will be seen as the wrong thing. But we understand that if we do the wrong thing, that the repercussions is worse. Our family is not being taken care of. Our children are not learning what they need to learn. Our atmosphere, our environment is going down. But sometimes, most of the times, we have to be the bad guy to get the best results for everybody around us. It's like going to work 9 to 5 or 9 to 9 every day. You working your ass off to make that money, because you know that your sacrifice is going to help the household, help bring, take your kids to school, take care of your wife. But you still come home and your wife still complains that you don't spend enough time with her. You're not paying enough attention to the kids. But then the minute you say, fine, you want more time, I'll give you more time, and you don't make as much money, now you're not a provider. And we understand being a provider is the greatest thing that we could do for our families. So we got to be the bad guy. We'll be the bad guy. And allow me to be the voice for your black man, because at the end of the day, I get it. But that's the society we live in today. It goes back to everything. That's why mental health doesn't matter. That's why our image doesn't matter. They rather us be the villain, because you know what? That's what we are all the time. All right, guys, I appreciate y'all listening to me, another Black Men's Mental Health podcast. Once again, I'm doing this 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm hitting you up with these podcasts. Relevant. I'm being relevant right now. I'm talking about what's going on. I'm going to be hitting up the definition of certain, mental health things and stuff. So I appreciate you so much. I really do, for listening, chiming in. Like I said, go to theculturated.com, download the app. You can listen to this podcast and other podcasts. Go to couplechris.com. I think this is going to be posted on my review of the movie. I'm going to use As Black Men Mental, and a review for my couplecritics.com page. Also go to castanowilliams.com. Follow me. Everything I do, my companies, everything, links, all that's on there. So always be up to date what I'm doing. You want to listen to this podcast, all the rest of the 200 plus podcasts I've done over the years, go to blackmensmental.com, or you could be on any platform that hosts podcasts. You can also listen to it on the Culture Radio website as well, under podcasts as well. What am I forgetting? blackmensmental.com. You can check out this podcast and all the rest of the podcasts as well. All right, guys, until next time.